This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Christine Wong.
I'm Vinny Braj.
We're talking about China's cashless economy, how it's threatened to leave its elderly and their money behind. We're worried about, you know, if this thing happens here or elsewhere, what we can do to help people along. And some of the solutions have been offered in terms of people going cashless. Have we got any more suggestions during the break?
Nope.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's move on to our next story then. How it's about solo founders regretting going solo.
Yeah, so apparently most entrepreneurs think that they'll get by a little better with some help from a co-founder. A survey commissioned by Octopus Group found that 70% of prospective entrepreneurs believe a co-founder would allow them to take the leap and set up their own business. Established entrepreneurs who have a co-founder also think their co-founder has made their business more successful, with 87% of entrepreneurs with co-founded businesses claiming that. And established solo founders think that they're missing out, because 76% of them believe that a co-founder would have made their business more successful.
Mm.
So entrepreneurs with a co-founder ranked the main benefit as having moral support and having someone there to share the burden and anxiety. Simon Rogerson, CEO and co-founder of Octopus, said, "Taking that leap and leaving corporate life becomes 100 times easier when you have a co-founder. It gives you a bizarre comfort blanket when everyone around you is telling you that you're mad and the idea won't work. It becomes the two of you against the world, which is much less lonely and far less scary." However, it is not all plain sailing. 39% of entrepreneurs said that the relationship with their co-founder was more stressful than with their life partner.
Oh.
While slightly fewer, at 37%, said it was equally stressful. But either way, clearly sometimes challenging relationship is worth it. I don't know. I just kind of found that really interesting that, especially the people that did start off their businesses by themselves, now look back and wish they had a co-founder, because, you know, they are already established and successful, but yet they still have that feeling that, you know, that company would have made them succeed more.
Interesting, because I was listening to the BFM Network series this morning, the 21st BFM Network series.
Yeah.
And that was all about startup to scale up, and it was featuring Azran Osman Rani from Naluri Hidup, Yochen Chow from Fave, and Annabelle Comartinet from La Juiceria.
Yes.
And one of the things that she was saying was, like, you know, it was at that point when she found her partner that things, you know, business partner, that things got a lot easier.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, like you say, Chris, you know, you hear a lot of entrepreneurs talking about this. But also, I've got friends who have gone into business with their friends and entered into a partnership. And it has become one of those, oh, I've got to spend time with this person again, and we're going to end up arguing. And I don't know, some of these relationships, as good as they can be for business on a personal level, it can be incredibly stressful.
So this is the thing about that. The survey also revealed that the most common way of meeting a co-founder is through friends or family, which begs the question of whether we need better ways for entrepreneurs to meet. Because occasionally, if you do partner up in a business with someone close to you personally, like a friend or a family member, your personal relationship could get strained in favor of your business relationship,
for sure,
potentially, right? So, I don't know if there is like a kind of co-founder finding the...
You mean like the BFM Network series?
Like that, kind of, also, yes. Mm. But like specifically to find co-founders, other people.
Yeah.
I can't words anymore.
People should have... You're saying that people should have an app where they can swipe on their co-founders.
Is there like a find a fellow entrepreneur kind of thing, like our network series events out there that aren't by us?
I'm just trying to think about all the big CEOs in the world and if they have co-founders. So like the Jeff Bezos kind of people, he famously has no co-founders.
Okay.
So he did all by himself. I was thinking Steve Jobs, but then Steve Jobs did have but he wasn't was he a co-founder?
He was
a co-founder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was billed as a co-founder.
Correct.
Okay.
Bill
Gates, yeah. Elon Musk.
Yeah, when he started up with PayPal, yes, he had a co-founder.
He had a co-founder.
Yeah.
Who else?
Google, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Famously co-founders.
Mm-hmm. Zuckerberg? Does Zuckerberg have a co-founder?
His ego, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh. Who was the guy that played by Andrew Garfield in The Social Network? Does that count?
That was the two... Oh, yeah, actually, maybe.
Right.
Maybe, yeah.
I can't remember the name.
I can't remember
Andrew Garfield.
And he also had help from Justin Timberlake, who Justin Timberlake plays
of
in the, in the
yeah.
movie.
And the two
the
brothers.
Napster guy.
What was the two
the
brothers?
Winklevoss twins.
Yeah, the Winklevoss. But they were trying to sue him.
Yeah.
So, but they would have been co-founders.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap up for the day, of course. Anyway, thank you very much for all of your suggestions, your tweets, your WhatsApps, everything regarding this cashless economy and how, you know, some of the solutions that we've had today. You know, somebody suggested having a separate counter for people to pay on. One of the things that we've read about earlier on today is about how people have been given lessons to learn how to use these apps and, you know, help one another out that way. And yeah. I think that's a great idea. Anyway, so we started off with that story. We then moved on to
7 ways to manage employee holiday time off.
Then we spoke about fighting wildfires with algorithms.
Yes, and then we talked about how most solo founders of businesses, I clearly am just hungry and want lunch, think a co-founder would have made their business more successful.
There you go. And if you did miss any part of the show, don't forget you can head over to bfm.my, download the podcast from there, or of course you can do it via our app. It is available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's all the time we have, but don't go anywhere because coming up, excuse me, after the 1 o'clock news is the Breakfast Grill replay. With over 250 stores nationwide, Subway have managed to build a following in the local fast food scene in the decades since its arrival in Malaysia. However, as its fortunes fade in its home US market, can the brand continue to sustain itself abroad? The Breakfast Grill spoke with their managing director, Dato Vincent Chu, on Subway's recipe for survival. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us out of the show, though, regarding the solo founders, they could probably have done with a little help from their friends. This is all from the Beatles here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.